Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Close Up Talk Radio, the unique internet broadcast series that brings you together with some of the most amazing, important, and interesting individuals from the worlds of business, industry, travel, art, and entertainment. From company owners, CEOs, and presidents, to the technical wizards behind the scenes who create the magic that make their company's products and services so special. Here's your opportunity to hear firsthand the fascinating stories of how it all happened from those who actually made it possible. This is Close Up Talk Radio.
And good morning, everyone. It is Saturday, March 23rd, 2013, 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, coming to you live from the Close Up Talk Radio studios. Jim Masters here, your host. Good morning, and thanks for joining us. We hope you're having a fabulous weekend. This is sort of the eve of the beginning of Passover, which starts early this week, and then, of course, we're followed by the Easter holiday a week from now as well. We wish everybody, if you're traveling soon, if you're going to be on the roads, a very fabulous holiday week for Passover and for Easter, and just a great weekend, and thank you for making Close Up Talk Radio a part of your weekend as well. We also invite you to check out our Facebook fan page, which is Close Up Talk Radio. That's right, Close Up Talk Radio. Click like. We're very interactive. We've got about 16,000 or so people on that page right now as it continues to grow. We also have a wonderful guest that we're welcoming to Close Up Talk Radio this morning for a two-part series. She'll be on for the next half hour, joining me on the program, and then back with us tomorrow at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time live for our Sunday edition of Close Up Talk Radio as well. Very accomplished individual, wonderful person, just chatting with her moments ago in pre-prep for our show. She's an ordained minister. She's also a Reiki master practitioner, distance healer, and founder of Heiple's Healing Hands. Reverend Teresa Heiple is one incredible individual. She provides amazing services to all those in need. She's in Bismarck, North Dakota. She says it's snowing right now. Alternative methods of medical treatment, of course, have been increasingly sought after, as many people do strive to rely less on substances to cure their ailments. And through a growing number of outlets, and there's lots of them out there, people are looking for ways to alleviate a lot of different things and to utilize a number of alternative methods and service providers as well. Well, Reverend Teresa works with people suffering from a variety of health issues, from severe diseases to minor illnesses, and the efficiency of her abilities will surprise you. It's incredible. The wonderful experience that she has all comes together because she's so skilled in so many different areas, and that's an advantage when you are dealing with her and she is working with you. She can work with severe diseases to minor illnesses, too. As I mentioned, alternative treatments are very popular through Reiki, which, of course, is the Japanese word for universal life energy. Teresa is able to make a vast difference in another person's energy field. Now, if you're not sure what all that means, and maybe you've heard it, it's sort of on the periphery, we'll talk about all of that. She'll explain that as well for you as well. But check out her website. I've been looking at it the last couple of days when we scheduled a show, and it's really, really tremendous. You can find it, and I'll spell it out for you, and maybe check it out while you're listening to the show or right after. www.heupelshealinghands.com. That's right, HeiplesHealingHands.com. That is the website, and you can find more information about Reiki, distance healing, and the work of Reverend Teresa. And, of course, in this time of economic hardship, people will be stunned to see how she offers incredible distance healing for an unbelievable low price. But first, without further ado, let's welcome Reverend Teresa to Close Up Talk Radio Live. Good morning, Reverend Teresa. It is so wonderful to have you with us as it snows where you are in North Dakota, right?
That's right. It is still snowing. I wish it would go away. It is spring. It is supposed to be spring.
Well, we're here in the northeastern United States, and sun is a refreshing sight, and we're getting it this Saturday, and it's so nice to see because we've certainly been belted with our share of storms here, as you know, with Superstorm Sandy and then the blizzard that gave us 40 inches of snow, and just it's been... We've had enough. That groundhog better stay in hiding, as I was saying, because a lot of people don't want to see that groundhog.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about your wonderful work that you do, Reverend. It's truly amazing. Tell us a little bit about your background. When did you first begin working with distance healing and Reiki and incorporating those two into your services that you provide?
Well, I got started with Reiki. I was leading a Bible study in a small town in North Dakota on Revelation, and I was rubbing my hands together, and I said, I understand you can get a lot of energy from rubbing your hands together. And one of my friends, who's originally from the northeast part of the states, said, can you wear a watch? And I said, that's a very interesting question. No, I cannot. She said, how come? I said, that watch battery dies so darn fast. She said, I think you're a natural healer. And I looked at her and I said, you know, I think I am too. I have a great-grandmother that was. So I started exploring what that meant and came across a place that taught Reiki. So I took Reiki classes. I started in October of 2011. So I've been working with Reiki and distance healing since then.
That's tremendous. And you've had great experiences with folks as well. You've seen almost a transformation, I'm sure, as well, almost in their lives, huh? For the good.
Yeah. Yeah, and in fact, I do Reiki on myself every morning, and I can tell you that my energy field has changed. It gets stronger every time I take another class because we go through what's called an attunement process, and then our energies get stronger. So because I've taken my last class as a master practitioner, my energies are just that much stronger to do more healing processes for other people. I lay hands on myself every morning before I even get out of bed.
Yeah.
It's wonderful.
Yeah,
2 minutes later, I'm feeling great.
Well, I've had Reiki.
I feel good anyway.
I've had Reiki. I've done massage therapy. I've done a variety of different things through various shows that I've hosted. I've worked with businesses and clients that offer those services, and they've wanted me to come in and sample. And once you have it, it's tremendous. Now, there may be folks listening to our broadcast right now who don't even know what we're talking about. They hear us talk about Reiki. Maybe they've heard it or have seen it in flyers, magazines, what have you. Maybe they've heard a friend talk about it, but they're still not sure what the practice of Reiki really is. Can you give us a brief, quick background about the origin and how the use of it has expanded and how you use it? What is it actually used to treat?
Okay. Well, Reiki is a Japanese technique for stress reduction and relaxation that also promotes healing. Reiki is administered by laying on of hands, and techniques such as this has been practiced for thousands of years. Reiki is a very simple yet powerful technique that can easily be learned by anyone. And Qi is life energy. It's also known as the vital life force or the universal life energy. If your life energy is low or if there's a restriction in its flow, you'll be more vulnerable to illness. When it is high and flowing freely, you are less likely to get sick. Life energy plays an important role in everything we do. It animates the body and has higher levels of expression. Qi is also the primary energy of our emotions, thoughts, and spiritual life. Qi is the non-physical energy used by all healers. Qi is present all around us and can be accumulated and guided by the mind. Qi is thought to be the underlying energy of everything that exists. Qi is influenced by the mind. If you have positive, healthy thoughts, your qi becomes stronger. If you have unhealthy and negative thoughts, your qi is weakened or becomes unhealthy. And Reiki is a special kind of qi. It is qi that is guided by spiritual consciousness and is defined as spiritually guided life energy. This is a meaningful interpretation of the word Reiki. It more closely describes the experience most people have of it, Reiki guiding itself with its own wisdom rather than requiring the direction of the practitioner. Reiki is a special kind of healing energy that can only be channeled by someone that has been attuned to it. Reiki is used to treat virtually every known illness and injury, including life-threatening problems like multiple sclerosis, heart disease, and cancer, as well as skin problems, cuts, bruises, broken bones, headaches, colds, flu, sore throat, sunburn, fatigue, insomnia, impotence, and even AIDS. It is also beneficial and works to improve the effectiveness of all other types of therapy. Accession feels like a wonderful glowing radiance and has many benefits for both the client and practitioner, including positive states of consciousness and spiritual experiences.
Now, explain this a little bit to us. Give us a sort of a visual for our audience. They would come, they would meet with you personally, and do you go into a room? Do you sit? Is it like yoga? Is it... So they can visualize sort of what this experience is. Do they sit in a chair, and do you walk around them? Describe it a little bit as far as what they would experience or expect
to experience. Yes. If they were in my office, they'd lay on a massage table,
yeah.
And they would lay facing up, and I just lay hands on
yeah.
certain points in the body, and the energy flows. I don't massage. I don't manipulate.
Right.
I don't know what the laws are in other states, but in North Dakota, you have to be a massage therapist before you do Reiki, unless you are ordained or licensed in the ministry, which I am. Then you can just do Reiki and practice.
Terrific. Now, what are the symptoms of post-Reiki treatment, and what causes the symptoms? Are there any?
Well,
or are they all positive?
Well, after taking a Reiki class or even after a treatment, some people report experiencing physical symptoms such as runny nose, colds, diarrhea, stomach ache, aches and pains in the body, including headache, fatigue, and so on and so forth. These symptoms are sometimes, but not always, are caused by healing changes taking place in the body. If you've had traumatic experiences in the past or been in a weakened or sick condition or have been operating at less than your highest level of health, toxins tend to accumulate in various tissues of the body. Even though the toxins are stored, they still create a burden on the healthy functioning of your system. When healing takes place, your system will begin operating on a higher level of efficiency and begin releasing these stored toxins. When this occurs, they enter the bloodstream and then are eliminated by the lungs, liver, kidneys, and bowel through the skin and in other ways.
So that's coming through the fact that the body is sort of cleansing itself. It's getting rid of the toxins,
right.
So your body
right.
is sort of just... And that's sort of just maybe an initial reaction. It's not something that's permanent. It's just as...
Correct.
As the body is doing what it's supposed to do, getting rid
right.
of things that shouldn't be in there, which is terrific.
That would
terrific.
Be correct.
And
right.
then after
it's a temporary
that,
state, then you feel great.
You feel like $1 million, just like with anything. Discuss the healing changes and their effects on the body and the mind.
Okay. Healing can also take place on higher levels, affecting the emotions, the mind, and one's spiritual life. This higher-level healing can manifest in various ways and can bring about changes in the way one's life is organized. When this first starts to happen, it can sometimes manifest as an increase in the pace of life. There may be many more things to do. It may also seem like there are many more loose ends that need to be taken care of. In addition, some report difficulties with others, including negative feelings that they haven't had in a long time. These feelings are often connected to events that have happened in the past with family, friends, or others. Sometimes one will have problems at work or with relationships or with one's marriage.
Okay. So that's interesting. That's a interesting effect, huh? And these are the types of things that are life-changing.
Absolutely.
Now, can you explain for us, Reverend, how does an improperly functioning organ affect other organs in the body?
Okay. If one or more organs have been operating at less than optimal health, the other organs in the body must compensate for them. When the weak or sick organs heal, not only do they change the way they've been operating, but so too must the ones that were compensating for the weakened ones. Because of this, many parts of the body go through a period of adjustment when healing takes place, and in the same way that a muscle that hasn't been exercised in a while will feel sore at first when it does begin to be used, many of your organs will also feel sore as they adjust to the new, healthier way of functioning.
Okay, and then describe the healing crisis, and I'm not sure what that is, a healing crisis. Is that normal, and should people be afraid of a healing crisis? What is a healing crisis? That's the first I've ever heard of that.
Okay. Well, the healing process can sometimes cause the uncomfortable symptoms that I just mentioned.
Yeah.
These experiences are actually part of your recovery as you enter a more deeply healed state. This is sometimes called a healing crisis by some, but is actually a normal part of the healing process. So when this happens, keep in mind that it's actually a good sign and indicates that deeper healing is taking place. Once the toxins have released and the body adjusts to its new level of health, you'll feel better than ever. Just continue to nurture yourself, release all negative feelings to the light, get lots of Reiki, and allow your healing to complete. Drinking more water, taking cleansing herbs, and getting more rest can also be helpful. This crisis can be a very normal thing to have happen. There is no reason to be afraid of it. You want healing. It may come in other ways. You may have emotions that need to be healed, and as those are being healed, so are your physical symptoms.
That's great. That's what everybody's looking for. I mean, yeah, there's nothing better than that, huh? If you can, when you feel good and you feel healthy and you feel strong, you can take on so many other things that life throws at you, right?
That's right. That's right.
Really, yeah, it's really important. So how does the body actually react to this healing crisis? How long does the, like you said, does it really last? It is a short duration, like you've said.
Right, right. Sometimes a deeper level healing can be likened to getting new furniture for your home. During the process of removing the old furniture and bringing in the new, your home will look and feel disarrayed and uncomfortable. Cobwebs and dirt may appear that you weren't aware were there. If people came to visit not knowing you are getting new furniture, they might think you were a poor housekeeper, and they may not feel comfortable in your home and want to leave. However, after the dirt and cobwebs have been cleaned up and the new furniture is in place, your house will look and feel better than ever, and everyone will notice and appreciate the improvements that you've made. It is the same way with personal healing. Things may become confusing and uncomfortable before your healing is complete. However, after things settle down, it will be clear that important improvements have been made. You will feel much better, and your life will be healthier. So be aware if you are experiencing any of these uncomfortable things. It is likely that major healing is taking place, and soon your life will be healthier and filled with greater clarity and joy. How long the crisis will last will be very individual. Some may go through the crisis quickly, and others may take a while.
Now, what is the overall outcome one should expect while enduring or even after the healing crisis?
As was previously stated, a healing crisis does not always happen after a Reiki treatment, but when it does, it is important to understand what is happening so you can support its completion. Whenever change takes place, even if it is good, a period of adjustment is necessary so that the various parts of your life that were connected to the problem area can get used to the healthy new conditions. During this period, events can be quite confusing and it may seem as though things are getting worse. If this happens, it is a good idea to talk with your Reiki practitioner, teacher, or counselor about what is happening to get feedback and gain a better perspective on your experience. And this period of adjustment is much like getting married. You're single, now you're married. Now you got, instead of just worrying about yourself, you got your spouse to worry about. You put that in the mix with things. So I would say it's probably kind of like that.
Yeah, yeah. Now, in what ways, Reverend, can the past affect one's present and future? Describe that for us a little bit, if people aren't sure how that works.
Okay. Well, this kind of stress after a Reiki treatment is also an indication of deeper level healing. This sometimes takes place because of the fact that when people truly begin to heal, their lives are affected on levels deeper than the physical symptoms about which they were concerned. We are holistic beings, and all parts of ourselves are connected. If healing takes place in one area, it can take effect on all other areas to a greater or lesser extent. When the original problem starts to heal, other parts of the person's life may need change also. When this happens, a major reorganization may be required. And healing also takes place on higher levels, affecting the emotions, the mind, and one's spiritual life. This higher level healing can manifest in various ways and can bring about changes in the way one's life is organized. When this starts to happen, it may sometimes manifest as an increase in the pace of life. There may be many more things to do. It may also seem like there are many more loose ends that need to be taken care of. In addition, some report difficulties with others, including negative feelings that they haven't had in a long time. So these feelings are often connected to events that have happened in the past with family, friends, or others. Sometimes one will have problems at work or with relationships or with one's marriage.
Okay. Now, how can someone see or feel or experience when the healing has truly begun? Can you give us an example of that? Are there are there experiences that actually happen when you can really tell when this healing has started to take place?
Mm-hmm. As an example, if you have a money problem, often what needs to change goes just beyond getting a better job. There are usually deeper issues involved, such as your attitude towards your parents, which in turn may be connected to issues of responsibility, discipline, learning, handling rejection, etc. When your money problems begin to heal, all these other areas may be affected also, so that all the stored negative feelings you had toward them will be activated. The healthy thing to do is to allow yourself to feel these feelings, whether they are positive or negative feelings, and then release them. All of your habits of thought, feeling, and action connected to these things will most likely need to be reorganized. If you feel this happening, it is important to recognize the changes that are trying to happen, and with wisdom and thoughtfulness, flow with the process and allow the needed changes to take place.
Now, what is the healthy way, would you say, to deal with feelings, whether they're positive or negative? And there is a healthy way to deal with both, positive or negative?
Well, you can get lots of Reiki. That helps to change your energy field and, you know, talk to people that are upbeat and, you know, ask advice. And you can email me and ask advice. Reiki is also considered spiritual counseling. So so that works pretty well.
All right. And then like you said, that you perform Reiki on yourself. How do you do that?
Well, I lay hands on myself every part of my body that I possibly can, that's feasible. I do Reiki on myself every morning, and I know that my energy field and life force field has changed in the past year and a half that I've been doing Reiki. I mean, it's just wonderful. Everything that I thought was superbly important to me is not quite as important to me.
Right, exactly.
And that's not necessarily bad. It's just,
right,
you know,
exactly.
Things change. You know, life changes, and we can't stay in the same bubble that we thought we were in from ages 1 to 40 or whatever, you know, so.
Yeah. As time marches on, right?
That's right. As time marches on, we get different experiences in life, and then we start seeing other ways of looking at things.
That's right. Now, as a Reiki master practitioner, what kind of ailments and illnesses have you helped people with, Reverend?
Okay, I have helped people with diabetic neuropathy, liver issues and back problems, and abdominal pain, and severe stomach pain, chronic pain, neck problems, back problems, pain relief, non-invasive help, severe stomach pain. You can help people with cancer, Parkinson's disease, multiple sclerosis. In fact, there was an article I read not too long ago on AIDS patients, and people that were Reiki practitioners and stuff were sending distance healing to AIDS patients, and it really helped them alleviate a lot of their symptoms. So Reiki can help with a lot of different illnesses and things, and you don't have to come to a session to a Reiki practitioner. You can just order one online at my website, which you have so graciously put out there for people. So, and that's www.hypleshealinghands.com.
Perfect. Excellent. Now, how can Reiki and distance healing work with traditional medicine? They can't because they are considered alternative, but there can be a blending, right? And a lot of people like to blend. It's not, you're not telling people stop medicines or stop seeing your regular family physician or
oh,
any
gosh,
of that.
No.
This can
I
be
would
in
never
addition
say that.
To. Right,
correct.
Exactly. And some people may think, oh, this is supposed to replace other traditional forms of medicine, but absolutely not at all, right?
Correct. Reiki works in harmony with all other kinds of treatment, including medical and psychological care. In fact, Reiki is offered as part of regular patient care in over 800 hospitals across the United States, including being given in operating rooms and intensive care units. According to interviews with various hospital staff, Reiki decreases recovery time from surgery, improves mental attitude, and reduces unwanted side effects of medications, including chemotherapy, radiation, and other medical procedures. Reiki has also been used in conjunction with psychotherapy to improve the healing of emotional trauma and other issues. Psychological benefits can include improved memory and greater self-confidence. Use in psychology is usually done in a hands-off method, often from across the room. And it is being used in hospitals everywhere, and I'll tell you a few places that they do this. At the Spalding Rehabilitation Hospital Network, at Portsmouth Regional Hospital, at New York Presbyterian Hospital, Columbia University. In fact, Dr. Oz talks about Reiki even on his program. Hartford Hospital Integrative Medicine, Duke University Medical Center. Yeah, all over the country, in Minnesota, in the United Kingdom, all over the place, they are doing this more and more in hospitals. But you don't want to go to a hospital to get a Reiki session.
Yeah.
That's not exactly a good place to go.
Not exactly. Can you describe for us, Reverend, the human body's energy system? How do you transfer energy? We're talking a lot this morning on our show about, you know, energy and things of that nature, but how do you transfer energy, and how does it, you know, affect the energy system within the body?
Okay. We are alive because life energy, or chi, is flowing through us. Chi flows within the physical body through pathways called chakras, meridians, and nadis, and can also be present and passed directly through the organs and tissues of the body. It also flows around us in a field of energy called the aura. The free and balanced flow of healthy chi is the cause of well-being. Chi is responsive to thoughts and feelings. When we have positive, optimistic thoughts, we increase our flow of chi, and this causes us to feel better. However, when we have negative thoughts, our chi is disrupted and diminished, and we do not feel as good. When negative thoughts become lodged in the subconscious mind, they create a permanent disruption in the flow of healthy chi. This happens when we are either consciously or unconsciously accept negative thoughts or feelings about ourselves. And we also work with the meridians. The meridians are pathways through which the subtle energy flows within the physical body. The meridians contain energy points generally referred to as acupuncture or acupressure points. Each meridian is usually associated with an organ or physical system of the body and supplies that organ or system with specific kinds of chi. As an example, the liver meridian starts on the top of the foot and travels up the leg into the liver. As a Reiki master practitioner, I use your symbols and your picture or name to send you energy.
That's pretty interesting, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, that's really different. And people love that, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's fantastic.
Who doesn't like healing?
Yeah.
Who doesn't need healing, really, in some way or form?
Now, how does stress affect the human body's energy system? And we'll pick up on some of this tomorrow. We've got about a minute and a half left, actually 90 seconds. So we'll tackle that one, and then we'll continue. You'll be back with us at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time tomorrow on Close Up Talk Radio in our Sunday edition. But if you could give us like a brief synopsis on that question, how does that work, stress?
Okay. There are two kinds of stress, distress and eustress, E-U-S-T-R-E-S-S. Distress is from all the negative things that happen. Eustress is from good things like a marriage or a graduation. It's good things, but it can still be stressful. But if you are having a kind of stress after a Reiki treatment, it is also an indication of deeper level healing. This sometimes takes place because of the fact that when people truly begin to heal, their lives are affected on levels deeper than the physical symptoms about which they were concerned. We are holistic beings, and all the parts of ourselves are connected. If healing takes place in one area, it can affect all other areas to a greater or lesser extent. When the original problem starts to heal, other parts of the person's life may need to change also. When this happens, a major reorganization may be required.
Okay. I can't wait to speak with you more as we delve further into all of this and your full, well-rounded background that you certainly have, Reverend. You are truly amazing. We're talking with Reverend Teresa Happel of Happel's Healing Hands. The website, you can check it out again, folks, www.happelshealinghands.com. That's HEUPELSHEALINGHANDS.com. That's the best way to reach you, Reverend, right?
Correct.
Terrific. Well, we look forward to welcoming you back to our show. That half hour went by fast, didn't it?
Boy, didn't it ever. That's great.
It really, really does. So we're glad that you're back with us tomorrow at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, Sunday, March 24th, here on Close Up Talk Radio. Thanks for joining us. I hope you enjoyed your time with me on the show today, Reverend.
Absolutely. This has been wonderful.
You're a joy to speak with, and I look forward to speaking with you tomorrow. Enjoy the rest of your day. Hopefully the sun won't pile up. I mean, the snow you have won't pile up too much.
Yeah. Hopefully not.
You sound very excited about it. You're like, more snow again? It's March. Enjoy the rest of your day. And again, thanks for being on our show. We'll talk to you tomorrow, 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on Close Up Talk Radio. Take care now.
You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Our special guest, Reverend Teresa Happel of Happel's Healing Hands. She's wonderful. My name is Jim Masters. That wraps up our show for now. Stay tuned for more great episodes of Close Up Talk Radio coming up throughout the day and evening. And we'll be back with Reverend Teresa tomorrow, 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on Close Up Talk Radio. Have a great day.